Welcome to Austin on the Air, candid conversations about air filtration and air quality and the impact it has on children and adults at school, work, and home.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Austin on the Air. We have a very exciting podcast for you today. Today, we're talking with Hannah Gardner. She is from a Green Slate Consulting in Massachusetts, and she is actually one of our resellers. She's one of our Austin Air dealers. So I'm super excited to have Hannah with us. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
So maybe to start, if you could maybe just give our listeners some background information on you, on your business, and kind of, you know, how you heard about Austin Air.
Sure. So I'm an epidemiologist by training. I got my doctorate in epidemiology from the Harvard School of Public Health back in 2007. So it's been about 16 years now that I have been working as an epidemiologist on the faculty of a medical school. So my main sort of role in the healthcare world is as an epidemiologist. And I first heard about Austin Air when I was dealing with some air quality issues in a building that I was living in Miami, probably around 2009, 2010. So that's when I became a customer. And really, I relied on my connections in the world of epidemiology and public health to find out what is the best air purifier to have, because I wanted the best air quality in the building that I was living in. And so that's when I became a customer, and that's when I became a fan. And I really loved my Austin Air. And it was around the same time, maybe a little bit before I started my consulting business. So I started a consulting business called a Green Slate Consulting about 12 years ago. And my goal was to help families, to help people reduce their exposure to environmental toxins pretty much in every area of their home, their environment, their life, in a way that was evidence-based. I'm an epidemiologist. You know, my whole bread and butter is evidence-based medicine prevention of disease, promotion of health. So I wanted to help people in a way that was evidence-based and that was gradual, realistic, reducing stress, because thinking about toxic chemicals, thinking about environmental health is really stressful. And when a lot of people start learning about it and start thinking about it, they feel like they need to overhaul their lives. And then that becomes more stressful. And really, the stress can actually have a bigger health impact than any of the individual environmental health concerns that they're trying to deal with. So my goal was to really help people make their homes and environments healthier while reducing stress. And so that sort of coincided with the time when I first bought my first Austin Air purifier was around the time that I started my consulting business. And that was actually years before I started selling. When I started my consulting business, it was purely consulting. And I thought, I'm not going to sell any products, because if I sell products and I made money off of products, and people aren't going to believe my unbiased opinion. And I did that for many years. I recommended so many products that I could have been making money from, but that I was like, I want to be genuine. And then it was a few years later that I was like, this isn't smart from a business perspective. And I have credibility in other ways. I have credibility because I'm a medical school faculty member, and I have credibility because I have the training and the credentials and the education and the passion, and I can provide myself credibility and also sell all the products that I have been talking about that I use myself and that I love. So I sort of started taking a different approach, and I started selling all of the products that I used in my own home, that I believed in, that I trusted, that I loved, and that I had been recommending to my followers, to my clients, and to my family and friends for many years. And Austin Air fell into that category so perfectly. So there were several years when I provided Austin Air with a lot of business and didn't make any money. That was unfortunate for me. It was really, I sort of had on my to-do list that I needed to start selling Austin Air for a while. And it was actually when my brother decided to buy his, that's when I was like, okay, this is silly.
Yeah, so, my brother, like,
I should help my brother out. And so it was when he first bought his that I finally made it to the top of my to-do list to call Austin Air. And it was so easy to sign up as a dealer. You know, there were some forms to fill out, but it was really, really easy. And it just made sense for my business. I'm a healthy home consultant. I am telling people about how important air quality is for their health. So many ways. And so it made sense for me to sell them.
So as you were, when you became a customer, I mean, you already had the education, you had the knowledge. I'm assuming you did a lot of research because of just the nature of who you are. What made you decide, I guess, even as a customer, not even like prior to becoming a dealer, choosing Austin Air? Because as we know, especially, I mean, nowadays there's a million on the market, right?
There are a lot of options. I was really impressed. First of all, I talked to a lot of people, and most of the public health professionals I was talking to, the consensus was there that Austin Air was where it was at. And I could see, when I would look at like environmental toxins, like spills and contamination in public health databases and how they were dealt with. And I could see that a lot of times what was being recommended by state departments of public health to improve air quality when there were toxic spills was Austin air purifiers. So that really said a lot to me, because a lot of the time it was these state governments that were paying for this air filtration. They weren't going to pay for something that they didn't believe in, that wasn't effective. And they weren't going to pay for something that wasn't worth the cost. I remember that spoke to me, trusted resources and basically looking at the specs of different models and thinking, Austin air purifiers, they are expensive up front, but I plan to have them forever. I mean, it's been 12 years and I still have them. And so I was thinking long-term costs. I was thinking, what are the costs over 5 years, over 10 years? And cost-wise, the bang for the buck, it worked out. And I wanted something great. I was living in tall sky rises in Miami, where there was just so many toxic products that were used by the building managers and by my neighbors. And I wanted something really, really effective. And, I wasn't dealing with, some pet allergies or, something minor. I wanted something that could combat the use of toxic chemicals by the building management, by my neighbors. I was living in the middle of the city. There was a lot of traffic and we were right by, the marinas. It wasn't a marina, but it was where all like the big tugboats came in and out of Miami. So there was a lot of exhaust from those ships going by and from traffic. And I wanted the breadth of coverage that Austin Air purifiers provide. I wanted to remove gases and volatile organic compounds and odors and particulates. And when I really looked at the different options and what they covered, this was the best that I could find. And I didn't want anything that could generate ozone. I wanted mechanical air filtration, and I wanted low maintenance. I'm really busy, I had two jobs and children and a whole life. And so I didn't want filters that I was constantly having to maintain in different ways.
And I imagine, as someone in your profession too, if you were going to be recommending these to the people who you're consulting, you wanted to have that research, you wanted to have that to back it up, that you weren't just selling a product and that it was a quality product that you could feel confident was going to help the people you were trying to help.
Absolutely. People trust my recommendations. People trust my opinions. And I take that trust really, really seriously. And I was using these in my office. I work in a big medical building, with, you know, all my colleagues are physicians. And I was sharing an office, at the time with a physician, and I wanted to make sure that I was bringing into my office something that was safe and effective as well.
When you started thinking about, you know, you had that period of time where you were kind of, okay, you were a customer and you're pondering whether to become an Austin Air dealer or not. What were your, I guess, maybe top reservations, or what were the things that you were kind of iffy about at the beginning that may be resolved later?
I think part of it was just sort of getting it to the top of my to-do list. I pictured that it would be a lot more paperwork and a lot more sort of hoops to jump through. And it really wasn't. It was, you know, it was just some, like, a small amount of paperwork to fill out. I think there was that, you know, just sort of making the call, starting the process. I didn't know what the requirements were. I didn't know how hard it might be. I didn't know if there was, like, sales quotas or anything like that. Like, you know, I had no idea. And then before that point, like I had mentioned before, I had this stance in my head that I wasn't going to sell anything, that I was just going to, I recommended mattresses and water filters and air purifiers and skincare and makeup and cleaning products and clothing and accessories. I was recommending so many lines of products that I used in my home that were the things that I purchased after removing other things in my home that weren't as healthy and that were introducing environmental toxins. And I thought, all right, if I just start selling products, like, people might not, you know, mm-hmm. might think that I'm just selling it to make money. So it was really me having confidence in why people trusted my advice and why people followed me and why people went to me, as a resource. And I decided early on that I wanted to only sell products that I actually owned. At the beginning, I only sold products that I actually owned. And then I started selling products that I may not own, but I would own if I needed them. Feel perfectly happy buying that item if I needed it. I just don't happen to need it at the time. Right. And I am of the opinion that everyone should have at least one air purifier in their home, because things happen in Massachusetts. We don't think that we have to really worry about, smoke from wildfires here very much. But a couple of weeks ago, the air quality was so bad here due to wildfires in Canada. Neighbors do really dumb things, or tragic things happen that will impact your air quality. Or neighbors do really dumb things. Kids do really dumb things that can impact the air quality in an entire neighborhood. And what I always tell my clients is that you don't want to just buy air purifiers and then think that, oh, you can use any product in your house. You can paint your house with anything. And, you know, you can just fill your house with, like, toxic candles and cleaning products. Like, that is not how you should approach life. What you should do is your primary goal should be reducing the use of toxic products, but also acknowledging nobody can do it perfectly. Accidents happen, things happen that are out of your control. So every home should have at least one really good air purifier, so that in the case of an emergency, you can sort of close the doors to one room, bring that air purifier into that one room, and be able to rely on healthy air, at least in one space. What I tell people is, you know, gradually build them up. If you're building a brand new home, you should factor into your budget having lots of air purifiers, because new homes, new buildings outgas so badly that should be a small part of any home build budget. But if you're just sort of the regular customer who, you know, typically has good air quality, you should still have at least one air purifier so that you aren't scrambling. Because what I found a couple weeks ago, when the air quality in the, you know, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all of the Northeast was really impacted, is that people were scrambling and needing air purifiers quickly. And the great thing about Austin Air is you guys get your air purifiers out really, really quickly. You know, the shipping is fast and it's amazing. Yep. But still, people were contacting me because they wanted one, you know, in an hour.
ASAP. Yeah. Like right now.
Yeah.
Now, it maybe we could talk a little bit about, you know, just, I guess, the support that was offered to you or that you needed. You know, I think sometimes when people are considering taking on, you know, a new product in their business or starting a new endeavor like this, they're like, okay, can I do this? Will I have the support that I need once I do sign on? And, you know, we at Austin Air really try very hard to make sure that we are able to help everybody that, you know, starts up as an Austin Air dealer, make sure they're properly onboarded and trained. And what was that process like for you? Did you find that you had what you needed?
Yeah. So the onboarding was now several years ago. It's a little bit hard to remember, mm-hmm. but what I can speak more to is just sort of the day-to-day support that you guys provide. Like, you know, the people who I contact regularly are always there to answer questions. They answer them thoroughly. They answer them quickly. And if by chance sort of they don't have the immediate answer, they get back to me really quickly. Everyone who I engage with at Austin Air is responsive. And they provide documentation. You know, anytime I need documentation, they help me answer questions from my followers. Because sometimes, my followers will have questions that I don't have. Like, for example, the sound level, the noise level wasn't part of my decision making. You know, when I purchased Austin Air, it wasn't part of my decision making when selling. It just, for me as a consumer, it wasn't important. Everybody's different. I have some customers for whom the noise level was super important. So, you know, for now I know that information and I'm able to answer it myself. But at the beginning, I relied on the support from Austin Air to get all those kinds of questions answered thoroughly. And so that is really great, is that I never have to feel like I have to like wait in a queue in a line to get help, to get support. And there's so much that's already on your website that I can refer to, but it's also nice to have a person who I can always pick up the phone and talk to. And what it seems like to me is that you guys don't have a lot of turnover, that that I can rely on the same person, you know, to that I'm communicating with year in and year out, which really helps.
Yeah. And that you bring up a good point. We do offer a lot of materials. We have our dealer training and it has a whole marketing section on there for materials, you know, that we offer for our dealers. If they want to do their own marketing, we have things right there for you. We have images, we have videos, we have spec sheets, everything that you could possibly need. Do you find, you know, I think a big concern too for people who are considering becoming a dealer, you know, is, okay, how hard of a sell is it going to be? Like, am I like, okay, I love the product and I think it works and I'm using it. But can I sell it? You know, are people going to share that enthusiasm? Maybe if you could just talk to me a little bit about that and what you've experienced there.
Yeah. I mean, to me, in my world, they sell themselves. You know, so like maybe other dealers wouldn't have it as easy as I do. My followers are, they're really smart. They're really savvy. They want the best of the best. And they are typically prioritizing their family's health and safety. Most of my followers are mothers. And they are not cutting corners. They're savvy in terms of what they spend their money on. And in my community, they are often convinced by each other. You know, it's like they're all sort of purchasing from me. And they, like, I have a very active Facebook group and social media community. And so people will go back to the group very quickly and say, you know, I bought, you know, these Austin air purifiers from Hannah, and like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm waking up without stuffiness and my home smells better and feels better and I feel better. And so that gets other people really interested and exciting. I don't have to do much selling. People come to me. So I'm sort of lucky in that way.
I feel like too, like if people, we provide so much information and, you know, to your point that, you know, your followers are very educated. They're very savvy. I think just the nature of what everybody's been through in the last few years, you know, starting with the pandemic, everybody started talking about air quality, right? And and so now we have wildfires, we have chemical disasters and train derailments and all these different things that we didn't have before. And I think now it's kind of a, people are more savvy. They are more educated just in general, the population. And so I think that probably helps.
Absolutely. I mean, the word is out. I mean, Austin Air has such a good reputation. When the pandemic started, I was living in one town and I reached out to the town and I was like, we need air purifiers in the schools. Let me help you. The town that I was living in, they got air purifiers for like their offices and their school cafeterias and the like a lot of the communal areas, but not actually in the classrooms. By the time school went back in session, I had actually moved to a new town and I was ready to call them and sort of, you know, convince them to put air purifiers. They already had one in every single classroom.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the first day of school, my kids, you know, we basically moved the day school started. My kids got to school. They both came home from school and they were like, Mama, there's an air purifier in my classroom from Austin Air. They were like, did you make that happen? I was like, no. I wish I had, but, you know, someone else convinced them to before I did. And I feel like, you know, I live in a small town. For the school to have already filled all the classrooms, they had a dealer then in their town, and they, but they had already heard about it. And in Massachusetts, a lot of the school systems had already put air purifiers in either all the classrooms or in sort of some of the main communal areas. And I have a lot of clients from across the country whose school systems weren't doing that. But I was helping parents to either band together to buy an air purifier as like a teacher gift, because I'm like, you guys are used to, you know, the everyone in the class spending $20-$30 at the beginning of the school year, you know, for some Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate. These teachers would probably actually rather you all spend that money and not give them a Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate, but give them an air purifier that's going to protect them from all these sick, snotty, you know, children in their classroom.
That's a great idea. I mean, so we actually put together a parent teacher toolkit just recently that just launched, and that I think it's the same premise, like, hey, you know, parents are the sometimes the best advocates when it comes to the air quality in their kids' school. And it kind of brings me to, you know, my next point. We, you know, we talked a little bit about the environmental factors that are making people more educated and savvy. I think too, though, the impact that it's had in the state of, I guess, the state of health, and they are becoming more educated there. I feel like it's, people want to breathe better nowadays.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, things like, you know, snoring, and you're just, so many people wake up with congestion. There's so much more knowledge about the health impacts of mold, and like things like, you know, what's in the news these days is so often about air quality, you know, between the train derailment in Ohio and just all the news lately about the health impacts of gas stoves. Like I tell people, if you have a gas stove in your house, you need an Austin Air HealthMate Plus in your kitchen. Because, you know, most people don't have the funds to go out and just replace their stove right away. You got to be turning on that hood fan. You got to be opening up your windows and running your Austin Air.
Yep.
I feel like there's so much more knowledge about all of the ways that our the air quality in our homes can be negatively impacted. And then all the different ways that that can impact health, from cancer to cardiovascular disease. I don't think a lot of people sort of realized the impact of air quality on vascular health, on heart disease, on brain health, on, you know, cognitive abilities, and children's health. As an epidemiologist, I study vascular diseases. And so I know how important air quality is. But I think a lot of people are just sort of starting to figure that out.
Yeah. And I think, you know, from a dealer standpoint, you know, it's not, I guess you think at first you think it's kind of a very niche market and that you might have a very small audience, but really when you start to really think about, okay, geographically, there are so many things that impact air quality between wildfires, flooding and mold, and then pollen. Oh my gosh, pollen! And then all, you know, all the things that we've been talking about, and then the number of people that are already predisposed or struggling with a respiratory condition. I think that the audience is actually quite large. The customer base is quite large.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you just sort of look at how many companies there are selling air purifiers, and, you know, a lot of people are shocked to find out that some of those air purifiers actually do more harm than good. Yes. And so
that's a great point. And I think too, from a dealer standpoint, maybe you could talk to me a little bit about that. Like people who are considering, okay, I do want to carry an air purifier in my store or my clinic. But there's all these other ones that are a lot cheaper. But to your point, they're sometimes harmful.
Yeah, a lot of them will release ozone, which actually impairs air quality, can make it worse. And a lot of them seem cheaper, but the norm is to replace the filters every 6 months. So that adds up, you know, over the course of years, you're actually spending more money on a lot of the competitors' options that initially seem less expensive. They actually end up being more expensive. There's a lot of customers that that say, oh, they want some sort of set air quality sensors. And I'm like, those air quality sensors are not very reliable. They're not very effective. And that's what we have sort of seen in modern times is that the smarter our electronics are, the more likely they are to break. It's like, you know, if you think about refrigerators used to last decades and decades. Now, you know, our refrigerators are so smart, you know, you can see into them and they have pictures and you can be at the grocery store and see, like, you know, all right, am I out of ketchup or not? That's the part of the refrigerators that are breaking, that people have to replace their refrigerators so much more because of all these smart features that break. And the simpler your filter is, the more, you know, the more your machine is really about the filter and less about, like, the gadgets and stuff like that, the less likely it's going to break, that it's going to last so much longer. A lot of a lot of my clients have had their Austin air purifiers for so long. And it's a testament to how durable they are and how long they last. And that's because they don't have a lot of those fancy gadgets that may seem appealing, but are actually not very reliable.
From a health standpoint, I mean, some of these ones I just look at and it's like, okay, you connect it to your Wi-Fi.
Right. Well, that's
and it's a health product. And we all know that that's a big no-no, right?
Yeah. You know? A lot of my clients are really drawn to the fact that they don't emit any radio frequency radiation and the EMF levels are really, really low. Like, what I tell people is, like, yeah, you don't want it right next to your bed. You want it a couple feet away, but, like, who would put their air purifier, you know, within a foot of their bed anyway? Like that, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, and ours being, I think too, it helps. It's a steel bodied machine. It's not plastic. So it's not, you know, off gassing the paint or whatever, or the microplastics that would be in the air. I think a lot of times, you know, when you're talking about a dealer, from a dealer's perspective, you want the customer to recognize immediately that it's working, and to be happy with the product. And if you have a product that you've taken on that's plastic, it's cheap, it's going to break, it's hooked to Wi-Fi, and you're not noticing that you're feeling better, it's probably then it's not probably going to work. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, like what you like, my clients are really, really happy with these products. Like, that's the thing. Like, sometimes the question that I often don't remember how to answer is when people are like, what's like the return policy if I don't like it very much? I'm like, oh my God, I sell these so much. Almost nobody, like I can count on my hand, like the number of times people return. That's where I'm always like, oh, I gotta like make sure I remember that. Cause it just doesn't happen. So rare because people are really
people
happy.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think when they can really experience tangible results, whether it's, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping so much better. You know, I think I heard that you had, was it a customer or somebody who a child was sleeping better with the air purifier? Maybe if you want to tell that, if you're able to tell that story. I thought it was fascinating. As a mom, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, no, a lot of, I mean, just sort of the improvement in air quality and just a little bit of white noise, like a really low amount of white noise from the lowest setting. Like it helps a lot of kids sleep. A lot of parents sort of, you know, most of my work is on Facebook where like, you know, sometimes like the parents now are a little bit older, our generation, my generation, you know, we're still hooked on Facebook. And a lot of parents are putting them in their dorm rooms. My stepdaughter has one in her dorm room because I mean, the air quality that's allowed in a lot of these dorm rooms is really bad. So it's not just little kids in sleep. It's, you know, drowning out that, you know, some of the noises in busy school dorms and improving the air quality in those as well. I mean, the mold issues in most dorm rooms are really bad.
Yeah, that's terrible. And even with little children, I feel like, I mean, we know the data, we have the science is there that says the more airborne pollutants that a young baby is exposed to, it increases the risk of asthmatic and respiratory issues. So I feel from all ages.
Absolutely. And as an epidemiologist, I'm so into prevention. You know, people are always like, oh, do you have multiple chemical sensitivity? Do you have this? And I'm like, I'm all about preventing that, like all of those sort of conditions. I don't want to wait until I have health needs for an air purifier or the other sort of products that I sell. I want to promote health and prevent disease by, you know, by having everything, by doing the best that I can now.
So really, I mean, Austin Air Dealers, it's at least, you know, we're kind of building this network of air quality advocates, you know, health advocates that are out there really kind of just trying to educate people and help people breathe better and live better, really.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many fields that are in the position to advocate for this. Like clearly health professionals like myself, like, you know, that's really easy, but like real estate professionals and, you know, construction, home building professionals. And, you know, I think when people see them in schools and in medical buildings that, you know, that those are powerful recommendations. I think there are so many different professionals who are in a place to advocate for the benefits of these filters.
Yeah, especially even geographically, we've talked about it a few times. So, you know, if you're in a wildfire area, I mean, that's huge because that's a great need, you know, for the people of that area. I mean, just to be able to pull out not just the particulate matter, but the gases, chemicals, VOCs, the formaldehyde, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. Is there and it's going to continue to be there. You know?
And what's amazing to me is how quickly and well Austin Air is able to maintain your production when there are those emergency times. Like, you know, it's like when the wildfires were really bad a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, or like, you know, is it going to take longer for you guys to get those filters out? And you guys, your business is able to adapt and meet your customer needs, even in those situations that are really bad. And I bet you, like, you know, you guys are all staying late with all hands on deck, but you get the job done. So,
I think that's one of the things that I'm most proud about, I would say, you know, being an American company and having that workforce that we have, you know, everything's right here. You don't have to worry about the supply chain issues. And we have a team, boy, that works when the demand is there. Yeah. To get it to the people who need it. So yeah, absolutely. Is there anything, you know, maybe that I didn't ask that you feel is important, you know, as you were journeying to become a dealer that you think people are wondering or need to know?
I just wish I had done it sooner. I could have made some more money, and I could have, I think I would have been more motivated to advocate, and I probably could have gotten them into some of my clients' homes earlier, sooner. So I wish I hadn't waited. I'm yeah. glad that I, took the time to have it in my house and see how the product worked and genuinely fall in love with it. But I didn't need to wait years between that moment and when I started selling them. I wish I had started right away, because it's easy. I think it's a really great product for professionals like me and professionals who are really different from me to have in their arsenal to recommend to, you know, to the people who trust them.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I thank you for coming on and for talking to us. If you could tell people if they're interested, you know, in getting some consulting services from yeah. you, tell them where to go, how to find you.
Absolutely. So my business is called A Green Slate Consulting. They can find me on agreenslate.com. I'm most active on Facebook, but also on Instagram. You can find my Facebook page is called A Green Slate, and my Facebook group, which is a really active community that talks about air quality and pretty much every single issue related to health and disease prevention and Austin Airs are brought up a lot. My Facebook group is called A Green Slate Community. And I've also started up a new website where I am going to be comparing all sorts of different products to each other within sort of like the green healthy living space.
Wonderful.
It's called Green Product Comparisons. And I've started with mattresses, and next on my list is air purifiers. I'm working on a huge spreadsheet comparing all the different air purifiers. And so I think for like myself and people who are really data-driven and evidence-based, sometimes it's really helpful to see it in like spreadsheet form. And so if anyone wants to see that, it'll be called greenproductcomparisons.com.
Okay, that's awesome. Wow, I can't wait to see that. I'm going to look for the mattresses one too right away.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you for coming on. And we will talk next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Austin on the Air. For more information on air filtration, air quality, and respiratory health, visit austinair.com.